Hello. The Aboriginal Tent Embassy this year, as it is at every year, is on the 26th of January, situated on the lawns of Old Parliament House in Canberra. And everybody's invited. It's not just an Aboriginal thing. It's everybody is invited to come along and all stand shoulder to shoulder next to each other. There. It's not an exclusive thing. 26th of January 2006 on the lawns of Old Parliament House, Canberra.
My name is Barry Jerome, Waka Waka man, storyteller, artist. And this is the story that I have to tell. Yes, there has been talk about the Tent Embassy and its aims and purposes, going back to 72, 73, when it was established as Tent Embassy by a number of Aboriginal people, Guri people, people who I've known in my life as well, people who are older than me. But I'd actually like to talk about something that goes back even further than that. Because the issue of the Tent Embassy was an issue of Aboriginal sovereignty and the recognition of such. So what I'd like to do is go back to 1927, to the opening of the Parliament House in Canberra. That's the old Parliament House now. It was opened on 1927. And the official opening was done by the Duke and Duchess of Kent. On the day, an old man appeared. He was an old Aboriginal man. He was 80 years old. His name was Jimmy Clements. He was also called King Billy. He'd walked from Tumut with his dogs. He was a Wiradjuri elder. And he'd walked all that way down to Canberra for the day of the opening of Parliament to tell the Duke and Duchess of Kent that he was the sovereign head of that country and that he welcomed them to that country. And they acknowledged that, and they acknowledged him as the sovereign head of that Aboriginal lands. And old Jimmy Clements, he passed away 3 months later. So that's what I go back to. Back to that time when Aboriginal sovereignty was taken to the Parliament and acknowledged and recognised.
Jingala. Jingala with her. Nanya nanyerina tul. Hello. My name is Tulibum. I'm a Bundjalung man. And I just like to say this little bit about what the embassy really means to our people in regards to the sovereignty, yoi, issue. This is a sacred place to me. When it was established in 72, I was only a young man. And I never went there in all the time our people struggled and suffered there. Countless, too many to know and even mention to you at this moment, but when I went there, I was in revere of them people and the sufferings that they had endured. Like the ancestors of our people that suffered when you mob first come here. The issue of sovereign to me was always nothing but reality. We grew up in the bush in the Bundjalung country with elders that taught us to be tribal and aborigine, speak our language. When I was a boy. So the embassy and sovereignty was always a place of special significance for me personally. The year I went there was 2002. After 30 years, I thought this is a special time now to go to this place. And I went there alone and sang and danced and talked in language. And them old people there taught me something about myself, how much I love being who we are as Aborigine people. It was an honour for me to sing and dance for them. But that Uncle Kevi Bazakotru is the trickiest fella you ever want to meet. He decided on whatever day it was that we were going to get back our national emblems, the kangaroo and the emu. And I was standing there endlessly, like everybody else, and the plaque, after he'd removed it, was on the ground at our feet. And the world's press was there in front of us. And he looked straight at me and he went, "Pick it up, boy." And I went, shook my head. You can't see me shake my head, but I shook my head. And he went, "Pick it up." And I had to pick up our national emblems and take them back. How you like to do that, eh? And there I was with my photo holding up the kangaroo and the emu, saying, "Who asked these fellas permission, eh?" That Uncle Kevy, mate, he tricked me big time, I tell you. He's past a clever old fella. It's a sovereignty, see? This is the way our people are. We're happy more, we love it. Even in toughest times, our people can overcome adversity. We have been here a long time surviving, you know? The way of our ancestors is the way I still live today. Up here in the Bundjalung country, amongst the Rainbow Nations, the alternative peoples who have come to appreciate not only all of us, Bayakonga, Aborigines, Yowe, but the Bundjalung. And I'm hoping to be there this year, so 2006, because I feel it's very special to go back and show them what black fellas really look like. That is what sovereignty is. We are still here. We're not going nowhere.
Hello there. My name is, what I'm known as around here is Johnny Chai. I'm primarily, amongst other things, a Chai man. My role within, I see myself within the Aboriginal Tent Embassy is obviously I'm not an Aboriginal person. I'm British. I'm proud to be British because the people I'm made from are really nice people. The views of the government and stuff I don't necessarily go along with, but my people that I come from are really nice people. And I see my role in the Aboriginal Tent Embassy is, or one of them, or is being catering and providing a space where people can come along, have a cup of tea, and they usually come from meetings and stuff and they haven't got quite what to finish what they wanted to say, and they come have a cup of tea and then all these things come out and then people relax and people can relate to each other and barriers can be crossed that might not have been able to be crossed through conversation and nourishment. And the good thing about having a nourishment on a protest site is that people can feed their brains and then they can say more nourished thoughts. So with the Chai Tent, I think we help people to sustain their minds through nourishment whilst they're in a really quite confronting situations. Also, they can see that they're not on their own and there's other people around who think the same and can be used for honing groups of people who want to be in an area for a certain amount of time with nourishment without having to, because having a food source nearby enables people to hang around longer together. So we've been there, I've been involved with the Tent Embassy since about 2000, and at the 2000 a corroboree for sovereignty in Victoria Park in Sydney, I saw that there was so much artwork around that we got a marquee and made a gallery space. And we had these photographs of the elders' heads, which were close cropped right up to the... They were a metre wide and a metre high, and there was 18 of them, I think. And we put them around the outside of the tent, and they faced into Victoria Park on all the different angles. And inside was artworks all worth $14,000 each. Some man had 17 or 14 artworks worth $6,000 each in the back of his car. So that's another aspect of what we do, is display artwork and an opinion through exhibitions, because if you can say whatever you like through an exhibition, and which wouldn't usually be able to be heard. So my role is, as I keep myself sane, is thinking catering, infrastructure, awareness of the issue, and to get it out to a wider audience. That's my role in it.